Well, we've been talking about it this morning. We heard it last night. It's not good for the Eels, but with every problem that's presented, you've got to get yourself through it. And the man who's got that responsibility is the CEO of the Eels, Scott Seward. Good morning, Scott, and we thank you for your time, mate.
G'day, mate. No problem at all.
How are you travelling? Obviously, there is an issue there. How are you initially getting yourself through it?
Oh, look, it certainly was a rough day for the club, and it was a rough lead up until then, but... You know, I think we're confident in the changes that we've been putting in place over a period of time here that, you know, the bad days have been left behind and the future looks pretty good.
I guess, Scott, indicative of a $500,000 fine and the threat of a loss of four competition points, those changes have what, come in too slowly?
Oh, look, unfortunately, we started a process back in 2013 of reviewing a lot of the practices and the governance that we had. You know, unfortunately, we just probably couldn't get everything fixed in a period of time, which, you know, when you're trying to fix something that's fundamentally broken, it does take time. And unfortunately, we couldn't get it done as quickly as we would like to have.
But, Scott, last year, is it the case or not that you knew you were going to be breaching the rules by continuing to pick players outside of that top tier, but you kept doing it?
Look, there was an issue that we had, and remember, we informed the NRL of this back in July 2013,
sure,
that we had an issue coming. You know, and when you have to move things and you have to move contracts, you are going to have an issue. At the end of the day, we still have to put 17 players on the field. We had periods of time last year where we didn't have 17 fit players in our top squad, so we were in a position where we did have to use the second tier more than we would have liked. And unfortunately, that was going to cause issues like this to take place.
Yeah, I guess other clubs had that exact same issue but didn't breach the cap.
Yeah, look, I don't know what other clubs...
Do you know what I mean? You sort of knew you were breaching the rules, didn't you?
Look, there was a position where we were put in that a lot of what we inherited, and I think when you look at the list that we had, there are a number of players in our list that are in our second-tier salary cap, especially, which is where the problem has come for the club, that are not even at our football club, but we're holding a percentage of their wage. They can't run out in blue and gold if they're not at the club and playing against us. But we're carrying some of their salary. There's not a lot great deal we can do about that.
Scott, okay, so what's happening now, mate? You've got the 4 points. They don't come into fruition unless a governance review doesn't come up trumps for you. So what's in place now for you to avoid those 4 points being taken off next year? And I'm sure all your supporters want to know.
Look, I think number one thing, we will not have 4 points taken off us. We're extremely confident in the reform process that's underway. We're probably 85 to 90% completed of that. This started back in 2013, and I think it's well documented the issues the Parramatta Leagues Club have had and the process that they've gone through. We've been going through a similar process to rid ourselves of some of the evils that have been here. But I think importantly, and as Dave Smith commented yesterday in his press conference, this club is salary cap compliant this year in all four caps. Right. We are forecast to be salary cap compliant in all four caps for 2016 and beyond. So I can certainly give the confidence to our members and fans that the issues that we've had are gone. The future is fine. These issues are all about the past and it will not happen again.
And have you already told that to Kieran Foran?
Yes, we have. there is no threat there, that is for sure.
Okay. Oh, so you've had an assurance?
Yeah, we've had ongoing discussions with any of our players that are either here or are coming, and it's, you know, we weren't hiding anything in that state with them. And, you know, as I said, we're cap compliant with those guys in our cap for 2016. So we're fine there.
Okay. You know, when clubs jettison players, you know, you said you couldn't do anything about it, but when you get rid of a player, you understand you've still got to be paying their contract and that'll come back to bite you next year.
Yeah, no, we certainly do.
You know what I mean? So it's not like it wasn't, it was in your, you know, you said it wasn't in your control, but it was in your control because you didn't have to jettison that player.
Well, maybe we did. If you think about, you know, maybe read between the lines, that if we didn't move some of those players on, would we have been in a worse position than what we had?
Would
so
you?
By paying
would you?
A lower percentage of their wage, it obviously lessens the impact that we would have had.
Hmm.
Scott, in your short time there, is it a case of that early realisation that, you know, the things that you were handed on to you, there was a mess that you've had to wade through? I mean, were you quite startled at that?
Yes, I think in really simple terms. You know, how this football club got into this position, you know, I nearly lost the words. And I think if you look back and you see the bickering, the fighting, the on-field performances for a number of years now, that is indicative of the state that this football club was in. It does take time to fix it. I'm confident that some of the things we have in place now are starting to bear fruit. We're, you know, having great membership numbers. We've got a training facility. We've got high-profile players that want to come to this football club. So something's going right. That said, we have to prove ourselves. We need to get better. We need to continue to get better. But when you look at what has happened here, it's important to note this football club has now been breached in 2010, 11 and 12 and 14. So this is not a new problem, but this is the end of it, and it's time for us to move on.
Any money for Hain if he wants to return?
Mate, we'll cross that bridge when it comes to it.
You'll find it somewhere, I reckon, Scott. Hey, Scott, thanks very much for your time, mate. It's always nice for the fans to hear it from the CEO, and we do appreciate it. Thank you.
No problem, guys.